Umbrella.
Okay. And the last thing you put on a bed.
Spread. Hmm? Spread.
What did you call the ones that women used to make?
Quilts.
Okay. Anything else?
Comforts, but those are not like the last thing you put on the bed. Those are more like blankets, aren't they?
How would you make a comfort?
The same way you would make a quilt, as far as I know. I don't know.
And at the head of the bed, you put your head on a
pillow.
And you put the pillow inside a
pillowcase.
And do you remember anything about twice as long as a pillow?
Bolster.
Okay, how far across did it go?
I don't know.
Have you ever seen one?
All the way across the bed, I guess.
Do you ever say it went plumb across or clear across or slam across?
Clear across, I guess.
Uh-huh. And if you had a lot of company and didn't have enough beds for everyone, for the children to sleep on, you could make a
pallet.
And talking about land, you'd say, we expect to get a good yield from that land because the soil is very
ripe.
Okay. What else could you say about soil?
Fertile.
What different kinds of land are there?
Like, what are you talking about?
Well, different kinds of soil and so forth.
Clay, sand.
What's the best kind for growing things?
Sand with a rich soil mixture, black soil, whatever it might be called.
Do you ever hear it called loam or loam? Some kind of soil?
I don't remember.
What's that? I don't know if they have it around here, but it's one kind of soil that's real sticky. Do you ever hear gumbo or buckshot?
No.
And the land that's next to a river or stream that gets overflowed is real rich. Kind of low.
Banks of the river.
Do you ever hear bottomland or lowland?
Right, bottomland, lowlands, all of it. Bottom and lowlands. Mm-hmm.
What about a field that might be real good for raising hay or grass? You just have hay growing in it. Would be
grazing field.
Okay. What about a prairie or meadow? Do you ever use those terms?
No.
Do you ever hear either one of them?
Mm-hmm.
What?
I can't remember, but I've heard the meadow and the prairie. Like, we used to be teased about the area that, where we live. Me and I told you, fine, that we had a lot of horses and cows mm-hmm. and what have you, grazing. We generally say grazing in the pasture, though.
Mm-hmm.
Over there, and we used to be teased about living out in country, out prairie land, that's all.
How far, you were within the city limits, though?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's about 2 miles from the county line.
Mm-hmm.
It isn't, well, it's quite urbanized now,
mm-hmm.
but from our parents and friends who lived over in the Third Ward area, that was pretty far out, but now it isn't, there are a lot mm-hmm. of people, many people. As a matter of fact, it's overcrowded out there.
Y'all gonna move?
One day, mm-hmm. hopefully, yes. Back in, though.
Back in the city?
Closer to the CBD, the Central Business. Well, I would like to move back over in the Third Ward area near McGregor, somewhere where I could get an older two-story house and do mm-hmm. it over.
That's really a nice area.
Mm-hmm.
And how much of that is new? Some of those houses look...
Where are you talking about? Most of those
houses... I'm thinking like North McGregor.
Right.